Okay, so we're picking up on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines down from the top of the page. Amar Afram Bar Papa, Amar Rav Chista, he said, Kol Shehu Mishum Avel, any time that there's a prohibition to bathe due to mourning, could go in Tishba, for example, on Tishba when we mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Va'avel, or literally Avelus when, unfortunately, someone's relative passes away. Asur Be Mecham and Be Mitzoning, so then it's prohibited to bathe whether in hot water or cold water. But, kol shehu mishum ta'anug, but any time that is prohibited from bathing simply because we're trying to minimize our pleasures, kagon tanasibur, for example, our Mishnah, which says that on a public fast day it's prohibited to bathe, so then b'cham and asr is only prohibited to bathe in hot water, but b'tzoni mutter, but to bathe in cold water would be permitted. Amar of Idi Bar Aben Afanami Tanina, we also learned this in a Mishnah. Why? Because our Mishnah says, Vinolin Esamer Chatzos, that they would close the bathhouses. And the bathhouses were hot water. So it seems as if the Mishnah says that we would only try to prevent people from bathing with hot water. But cold water would be fine. Amar Le Abaye said, V'i Bitzonin Aser, and if it would be Aser to bathe in cold water, what would you want the Mishnah to say? Sochon Esanaro, is that they would close up, block up the rivers? That's obviously impossible. So there's no raya from our Mishnah. Even though our Mishnah only says they would close the bathhouses, if they could, they would prevent any bathing, even cold water. But cold water, meaning rivers, is just out of our control. So we would close the bathhouses, which are hot water, but not to imply that only hot water is Aser, even cold water could be Aser. Right, again, Abaye says, I'm really Abaye V'Bitzonin, if it would be cold water, Aser, that would be prohibited. So, you wanted the Mishnah to teach that they block up the rivers? Obviously, that's impossible. So, therefore, don't infer anything from the Mishnah. Amar Shisha Breda Ravidi, Rashisha said, the son of Ravidi said, Abba, my father, meant to infer from the Mishnah as follows. Hachi Kashile. This is what was bothering him. Michti, let's see, Tzan, the Mishnah already wrote Aser Berechitza, that's prohibited to bathe. Nolan Esamer Chatzos, Lamli, so why does the Mishnah seemingly repeat itself and say that they would close the bathhouses? Rather, this must come to teach you Becham and Aser B'Tzoni Mutter, that it was only prohibited with hot water, not cold water, because that's why the Mishnah stressed and repeated itself that it's prohibited to bathe and they would close the bathhouses, to teach you that only similar to bathhouses, only hot water was forbidden. Let's see Rashi on that. Kol shum mishum ava, whenever it's prohibited to bathe because of mourning, kol tana sha'asri chachamim rechitza mishum ava, whenever any fasting which the chachamim said is prohibited to bathe because of mourning, kagon tisha b'av, like tisha b'av, shum mishum avelos, which is because of the destruction of the korban, v'chol shechein, and certainly avel mamash, literal avelos shemesu lufanav, that when someone just died in front of him, the islate tzara tuba, when he's in so much pain, so then aser b'mecham is prohibited to bathe in hot water or cold water. Rashi just makes a point here that we're only discussing here a fast day which the chachamim prohibited. However, a biblical fast day, meaning Yom Kippur, even though Yom Kippur is not because of avelos, it is still aser even in cold water. But in terms of rabbinic fast days, then there's a distinction between whether it's avelos or not. Continuing in Rashi, mishum ta'anug, when it's just because of limiting pleasure, shemitztarin va'osrin asman v'tanug, that we're trying to pain ourselves and we prohibited pleasure. So when we prohibit pleasure, we only prohibit hot water. Hachi, you're saying this is the correct version of our Gemara. This is our version. Amar v'idi bar abin, afa nami tanina. We also learned this in our Mishnah, v'nolis merchasos, they would close the bathhouses, which were hot water. Formerly, Abai and Abai said, v'i b'tzonin aser, sochas and aros, mi boy, le lemisni, bit mia. And if cold water be aser, he wanted the Mishnah to say that they would block up the rivers, bit mia, right? That's the question, meaning obviously you couldn't say that, so there's no diuk to be made in our Mishnah. Afananami tanina. So now Rashi explains, Afanami Tanina Masnisin, we also learned this in our Mishnah, Diktani Gabi Tana Sibur, that it says regarding the fast day, Vinolan Samir Chatzos, it closed the bathhouses, Dainu Chamin, which were hot waters. You see, only hot water is prohibited, Avel Tzonein, but cold water is mutter. Amr Le Abaye, Abaye said, Klomar, Viavi Sphira Le Latana Dizan, if the author of our Mishnah would have held, David Tzonein Aser, that cold water is also Aser, Hei Chavi Boy Lemisni, what would you want him to teach? Sochon Asanaros, that they should close up the rivers. Heichi matzi l'misrachanu, how can you possibly close it up? So that's why he didn't say it, but not to imply the cold water is mutter, just simply because it's impossible to block up the cold water. Then Rav Edi's son, Rav Shisha, responded, Abba, my father, Rav Edi, meaning Rav Edi, Heichi kakashale, this is what was bothering him, v'masisim regarding the Mishnah. The Karmic, because it says, Shema Amina, in that he therefore said, Shema Amina, delasar ela b'chamin, that you can infer from Mishnah that only hot water is usher. Why? What was his problem? Michli, let's see, Ketani masisim asurim b'rachis, the Mishnah already said it's prohibited to wash yourself. V'sam rachis, v'imacham v'imitzonin, and the Mishnah says, stam, washing yourself, it includes both hot and cold water. Lamli sulim mahadar umisna nolin v'nolin, why would the Mishnah then continue to seemingly repeat itself and teach that they would close the bathhouses? Elamemra didafka chametz, to teach you that only hot water is aser. So that's what the proof of the Mishnah was. Let's continue in the Gemara. The Gemara says, we'll try to bring another proof. Lema masayle, perhaps this could be a support for Chis's original statement. Kol chai v'tfilos tovlin kedarkan. Anyone who is obligated to go to the mikveh can go to the mikveh as usual, bein b'tishvah, bein yom kippur, whether it's on tishvah or yom kippur. So the Gemara says, B'mai, what are we talking about? Ilei v'chamin, if the Mishnah is talking about going in hot water, tfilah v'chamin mi'ika, how could you bathe in hot water? Hot water is going to be in a bath, and a bath is she'uvim, is ninhu, that's drawn water, and water that has been drawn, water that has been picked up in a kli, you cannot be used for a mikveh. You need natural water, for example, in just a pool of rainwater or a lake or something like that. So that won't be hot. So clearly, if we're talking about tefillah in a mikveh, we're talking about cold water. El alav v'tzonim. You see, we're talking about cold water. V'chayvei tefillos in the shrechrin alo. And this Mishnah says that only people who are obligated to go to the mikveh may go into cold water. But regular people who have no obligation cannot go into cold water. So you see that cold water, even cold water, is aser on Tisha B'Av. So that supports Rav Chisda, who said that on Tisha B'Av, a fast for Avelis, it's aser even in cold water. Rav Chana Bar Katina, no, lo nitzricha el chamei Tveria. No, that Mishnah is really talking about hot water, and it's needed to teach regarding the hot springs of Tveria, because they were hot, but they were also natural water that had never been drawn, and therefore there was also kosher for a mikveh. So the Mishnah is saying that a normal person cannot go into hot water on Tisha B'Av, but someone for the mikveh could. But really, and therefore you could perhaps read it that only hot water, only for bathing, is prohibited, but not cold water. So the Gemara says, is that really possible to read? But then read the end of the Mishnah. Amr Chanina Skana Kohanim, Chanina, the assistant of the Kohanim, said, no, he argued, he said, you should not go to the mikveh on Tisha B'Av. Even if you are obligated to the mikveh, your tummy, you should not go to the mikveh. Why? Kedaihu beis elokeinu la'abed alav tefila pamachas b'shana. The beis hamikdash is worthy enough, and mourning for the beis hamikdash is a good enough reason to lose out and not go to the mikveh one day a year. Ve'i amres b'tzoni mutter. And if you tell me that everyone agrees that cold water is mutter, what is Rav Chanina saying that, you know, it's worth to lose out? You're not going to lose out going to the mikveh. You'll just go into a cold mikveh. Yerchatz v'tzoni, let him go in a cold mikveh. So Amr Papa, no, ba'asra de lo shchiach tzoni. Maybe we're talking about a place, maybe in Tveria, where there are hot springs, but there wasn't any cold mikveh. So the Tanaim are arguing about, is it permitted to go into hot water for the mikveh? And Rav Chanina is saying that you should not go in, and even though you're going to lose out, you're going to have to wait till after Tisha B'Av, that's the appropriate thing to do. And therefore, from that Mishnah, there's no raya that cold water is prohibited, perhaps only hot water is prohibited. Let's see Rashi on that. Lema Masaya Leila Rav Chisda, perhaps this is going to be a support for Rav Chisda, Da'amar Kol Shim Shum Avel Asar Afilu B'Tzoni, that if it's a fast because of Avelis, like Tisha B'Av, it's prohibited even in cold water. Because it says, Kol Chai V'Tfilos, anyone who has to go to the mikveh, Nida V'Yoledes, for example, a Nida, or a woman who just gave birth, Tovlin Kedarkan, they can go to the mikveh like usual. So the Gemara says, what are we talking about? It can't be hot water. Tefillah b'chamin mi'ika. Can you go to the mikveh in hot water? Chamei ha'or, water that's been heated up by a fire. Hashuvim ninhu, they're going to be drawn water and puzzle for a mikveh. Elav etzoni, we must be talking about cold water. V'chayv etfilos in, and the only people who have to go to the mikveh are allowed to go into the water. Why? V'shim the tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, because there's a mitzvah to go to the mikveh. Shim ma'her l'tahir asno, to hasten and quicken and quickly become tahor, but a regular person cannot go into cold water. Kachi Garcin and Kuliyama lo bechamin velo bitzonim, but everyone else cannot go into neither hot water nor cold water. So this is a support that cold water is aser on Tisha B'Av. So you say, no, lo nitzrucha el chamei Tveria. This mission is needed regarding chamei Tveria, the hot springs of Tveria, Tiberias. V'hilkach, and therefore chavei tefilos in Kuliyama lo. Therefore, only people who have to go to the mikvah can go into the hot water, but the rest of the people cannot. Aval bitzonim sharu, but cold water, everyone agrees is permitted. Then we said Rav Chanina argued, he said, Kadai, Roy, who based on Kenu, the base of Megdash is fitting to lose a tefillah one day a year. V'im Isa, and if it's true, Kedem Mukmas Law, as you say, to Bitsonin Shari, that everyone agrees that cold water is mutter, and they're only arguing about hot water. Maika Mahadar, Le Rav Chanina, Le Tanakama, what if he responding to Tanakama, Mi'ibu tefillah, that, you know, it's okay, it's not such a big deal to lose out going to the mikvah. Nihidalo Tavli Becham, and true, Rav Chanina apparently holds you can't go in hot water. Mishim Kava Beisel Kenu for honor for the Beis Hamikdash, but Hamatsu Tavli Bitzonin, he can go in cold water. So what is he talking about that you'll lose out? You won't lose out. Alav Bitzonin Nami Asri. Rather, you see the Rav Chanina was prohibiting even cold water. Behind was Amar Lavi, and that's why he was saying you're going to lose out. So then, at this point, the Gemara is saying that no, that you see from this Mishnah that even cold water is prohibited on Tisha B'Av. So Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said no. Lo Olam Bachamei Tveria. Really, we're talking about hot water in the hot springs of Tveria. Behind you, the Kamrin Chavei Tefilos in Kuliyama Lo, and that's why only people who have to go to the mikvah are allowed, but no one else is. Ubatson in Kuliyama Shari, and cold water that was permitted for everyone. Umay La'abid, the Kamar Rav Chanina mean when he said that you're going to lose out going to the mikvah. Kugon Ba'astra Delo Shchiach Tzonin, in a place, for example, where there isn't cold water, there's only hot water. Rav Chanina is saying, listen, if you only have hot water, I'm sorry, you can't go, and you're going to have to lose out your tefillah. But it's again proper to lose out your tefillah in honor of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, back in the Gemara. So now the Gemara wants to try to bring another proof for Rav Chisda. Toshma, come and listen to the following braisa. Kishamr asa b'malacha, when the rabbi said that it's prohibited to do work on a fast day, lo amr el b'yom, they only said during the daytime. Aval b'lai l'mutch, but not during the nighttime, as we learned in the previous Amud. Similarly, kishamr asa b'nei asasana, when they said it's prohibited to wear leather shoes, lo amr el b'yir, that's only while you're in the city. Aval b'derech, but if while you're traveling, and it'd be painful, very uncomfortable to not wear leather shoes, mutter than it's mutter to wear leather shoes. Hakei said, how do you do this? Yotze, Laderach, when you go out onto the road, Noel, you could put on your shoes, Nechnas Le'ir, but once, as soon as you'd come back into the city, Choleitz, you would have to take off your shoe. Ugesha Amru Asa Barachit, and similarly, when they said it's prohibited to bathe, Lo Amru Ela Kogufa, that's only bathing your entire body. Aval Panav Yada Varaglav, but bathing simply your face, washing your face, hands, and feet, Mutter, that would be permitted. Zechenet Hamotzi B'Menudos, similarly, the Mishnah says, is the same thing for someone who's in Nidoy and Cherem, who's been excommunicated from the community, so he's prohibited in all these Yisurim, Uba Avel, and also a mourner, the same laws apply. So the Gemara says, Mailava Kuhu, the Bryce's equation of a fast day to someone who's in Cherem in an Avelus, isn't it a complete equation? Meaning what? The Gemara explains, with my skin, and what are we talking about when we say it's prohibited to bathe your body, but only your entire body? Ilim v'chamin panav yada v'raglav, if you say we're talking about hot water, so panav yada v'raglav mishari, would it really be permitted to wash your hands and your face and your feet with hot water? V'hamar v'sheshes, but v'sheshes said, avel, a mourner, is aser l'hoshed etzbo, v'chamin is prohibited even to stick his finger into hot water. So clearly even part of your body is also with hot water. Elalav is something, rather, what must you say? That this brisa, which distinguishes between your whole body or part of your body, is referring to cold water. And yet, what do you see? You see that even cold water is prohibited on a fast day, because that's what the brisa was talking about initially, that on fast days, it's prohibited to wash your body, and that seems to be talking about cold water. So that would be against Rav Chisda, who says that on fast days you can wash with cold water. So the Gemara says, lo'olam mechamen, really the Bryce is talking about hot water, and there's only prohibition of hot water on a regular fast day. And this that was bothering you, that the Mishnah then equates that to an avelus, and by avelus we know even part of your body is aser with hot water. Asha arakai, that equation is not referring to the prohibition of bathing, rather when it says, and similarly, someone who's in Nidoy or an Avel, that's only referring to the Ni'ilas HaSandal or the malacha, but it's not a complete equation. It doesn't mean that they're exactly the same. Let's see Rashi on that. Ukashamra asr malacha, when the rabbi said it's prohibited to do work, abitana simur on a fast day, lo amr el biyom, it's only during the daytime, aval belayla, but at night, mutter. It is permitted. Mehacha, Rashi says, from here, mashmid implies, it seems, debilele tisha b'av, that on the night of tisha b'av, mutter malacha is permitted to do work. Vein bitl el biyom, and we only stop doing work during the day. Aval, Rashi says, in mefarsim in hadavar, we do not publicize this matter, because we'd prefer if people didn't work at night. Yet yotzel ederech, if you go onto the road, chutz l'ir, outside the city, you can put your shoes on. And similarly, someone who's in nidoy or a mourner, hachi garcino, this is the version of the Gemara. But my, what are we talking about? Ilim b'chan for talking about hot water. Mishari, is it really permitted to bathe part of your body in hot water? Part of Rashi said, avil asr lehoshidas b'vacham, that a mourner is prohibited to stick even his finger into hot water. El lavasoni, rather we must be talking about cold water. My lava kulu, and aren't, when the Mishnah said, the Bryce says that this is also true for Avelos, isn't it a complete equation, comparing it entirely? Hadiktani v'chinet ha-motzi b'menuda v'avelis, the Mishnah said, and similarly you find this regarding someone who's in Nidori or in Avelos. Akol ha-nikai is referring to all these laws, v'afila rechitza, and even regarding rechitza, shmaminan, from here you see, debitanis sibor aser lirachotz kol gufo v'afila b'tzonein, that on a fast day it's prohibited to bathe your entire body, even in cold water. V'tyufta l'rafim v'arpap, and this disproves Rafam Bar Papa, who said that on a fast day it's only usher in hot water. So then we say, no, lo ashar kai, when we say similarly, we're not referring to all the laws, only to the rest. Meaning what? Ani'ila, v'sicha, the bach changes that to malacha, because sicha is on the Mishnah, and this braisa, it's only comparable regarding wearing shoes, or doing malacha, ula olam hachrat sicha b'chamani, and therefore you can say that the Bryce is only saying that hot water is prohibited. Aval b'tzonein shari, but cold water be permitted. L'irchotz kol gufa, to wash your entire body. B'hasha da'amr, it's b'menudah v'avel, lava rechitza kaimi. And now they're telling me that when the Mishnah compares it to nidoy or velas, we're not referring to rechitza. Leka lakshuya k'tapir chasla'el, you can't ask as we did above, ilim v'chamani mishari, that what if we're talking about hot water, how is part of your body permitted? Because we know on Avelis it's not permitted, but we never meant to equate it regarding that for Avelis. Fine, continuing in the Gemara. Toshma, Da'ama Rabbi Abba HaKohen, Mishum Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, that Rabbi Abba, the Kohen, said the name of Rabbi Yossi HaKohen. He said, Maisa, there was once a story, Umesu Banav Shal Rabbi Yossi Ben Rabbi Chanina, that the children of Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Chanina, died. V'rachat v'tzonei kol shiva, and Rabbi Yossi washed in cold water, he bathed in cold water the entire 7 days of shiva of Avelis. So what do you see? This is a question on Rav Chisda, that you see that, no, in Avelis, it's permitted to bathe in cold water. So we say no. Hasam kisha takfuhu avela of hava. There were was a case when he had multiple avelases. He was mourning for more than one child, and they were all back to back. They were takfu. They were right next to each other. So since he had to sit more than 7 days of avelas, he had to sit for 7, 14, maybe 21 days straight of avelas. So there we make an exception, and we allow him to bathe in cold water. But for a regular avelas, you would not be allowed to bathe in cold water, as Rav Chisda said. Desanya, and we learned similarly in a braisa that there is such an exception, takfuhu avelav, that if, again, you have multiple mornings right next to each other, zach or zeh, one after another, so hichbet saro, if your hair becomes very heavy because you couldn't take a haircut for a very long time, so even though you normally can't get a haircut on avelav, mekel betar, you can lighten your hair, meaning cut off a little with a razor. Umachabis ksusa b'mayim, and similarly, you can wash your clothes, even though normally you can't, with water. Amar Rav Chisda just added on to that price, a bitar, you can only use a razor of a lobe misparayim, but not normal scissors, because there must be some shinui, you must do it, since it's a special exception, you must do it with a shinui in some strange way, not the normal way. And similarly, when you wash the clothes, it must only be b'mayim with water, v'lo b'netzer v'lo b'chol, but not some sort of dirt or sand that they used to use to help clean, you can only just use water. Let's see Rashi on that. V'rachas b'sotin b'soch shiva, he bathed during shiva, garcina, that's the version of Gemara, alma b'sotin shari, so you see that cold water is permitted. A question on Rav Chisda, say no, that was different, shetak fuhu avelav, b'ze'achar ze'ah, that his avelos were one right after another, k'diktani, as the Brisa says, Shemisu Banov, that his children died, Shneim, two of them. Lafika Chitirulo, therefore they permitted it to him, Kedashchan Gabi Seir, as we see there's an exception regarding hair. As the Brisa says, Mekel Batar, you can lighten your hair with a razor. Deshako Porta Minayu, you can take a little off. Ubetar, with a razor, Derech Shinwe, which again is the not normal way. Similarly, you cannot use netzer. Rashi says this is karka, some type of earthu, oeven, or stone cane, shikorin kriya balaz. It's again referring to some of equivalent in Rashi's day. But netzer v'chol is derech l'chabish yislabin. They would normally use that to wash, to make it white. So you can't use that, you can only use water. Okay. So again, so far Rav Chisda told us that during Avelis you can wash neither in hot water nor cold water. Now we're going to see a different opinion. Amar Rava. Rava said, Avel mutter lirchot spitzonin kol shiva. No, a mourner is permitted to bathe in cold water all of shiva, even the first week of mourning. Midid havi abisra b'cham, just like a mourner is technically permitted to eat meat and drink wine, even though there is some pleasure involved with eating meat and drinking wine, still that's permitted. So too, we permit bathing in cold water. Rashi, midid havi abisra b'cham, raditanu hin kitzonin, because they have some amount of pleasure, comparable to the pleasure of bathing in cold water. So just like meat and wine is permitted, so too bathing in cold water is permitted. Maisri, we ask a question on Rava. Ein ha-bogeres rashad le-navelis asmi b'mei avel, that a bogeres, an older girl who is looking to get married, is not permitted to make herself look disgusting during the avelis of her father. We'll see Rashi what that phrase means. Hanara, but a younger girl between 12 and 12 and a half, rashad, she is permitted to make herself look disgusting, and therefore, presumably, meaning obligated. She's obligated to keep the laws of Avelis. So the Gemara says, "My lav berechit." So what is this brisa referring to, make yourself look disgusting or not? Is it not referring to bathing? Meaning, an older woman who's looking to get married is allowed to bathe, but a young girl is not allowed to bathe. Ubamai. And what are we talking about? Elim v'chan, if we're talking about bathing in hot water, in a bogeres rashai, are you telling me that an older girl is not permitted? Amar Rav Chisda said, "Avol aser lahoshit etzba'o bechamin." That if a mourner is prohibited even to stick his finger in hot water, so we see the prohibition is very severe, and Rav Chisda makes no exception, and therefore it's hard to believe that a young woman would allow a young woman to bathe in hot water, especially since bathing in cold water would, you know, still keep her looking attractive and well kept. Elalav bitsonin. Rather, what are we talking about? We're talking about cold water. That a woman of marriageable age is permitted to bathe in cold water, but not a young girl. So what do you see? You see that in general, it's prohibited to bathe in cold water for mourners. This is just an exception for a woman who's getting married. So we say, no, that you read this braisa completely wrong. This braisa is not referring to bathing at all. It's referring to akichol upirchus. It's referring to makeup and cosmetics. And that's what it means. It means that a young girl is not allowed to put on makeup or cosmetics during avelos, but an older girl is allowed. Let's see Rashi on that. Ein habogeres. An older girl, what does that mean? Sheviyah shtei sarus, she already brought two hairs, meaning she's a gedola. Rasha'a lenaval, so that's when she's not permitted to make herself look disgusting. Elamis kashetas, she should keep herself looking beautiful. Kedei sheyikvetzu aleha, so that the young men will jump for her, meaning so that she won't have any trouble getting married. Hanara, but a young girl, sheina roili nasi, which is not yet fit to get married. Adayin ad shetivager, until she fully matures. So then, rasha'a, she's permitted to again do things that would make her unattractive. Why? Because she is obligated in mourning, because she's already bas mitzvah, she's 12. Uktana, right? But she's not looking to get married, so therefore she does this. Uktana, but a girl who's not even bas mitzvah yet, in a chayot v'leklum, she is not obligated in mourning whatsoever. B'mei evel aviha, the Bryce talks about, again, what the girl or young woman is allowed to do during the avelis of her father. Sarashia tupshat. Afilu ira avelis la'aviyah, even if her father is in mourning, shemei spino, that his son had died, and therefore in order to share in her father's pain, she wants to do something. Inami shemei savia mamash, or if her father literally died, her father died, afli shibaschi of avelis, even though she's mamash obligated in avelis, ena rashai lenaval, an older woman does not do anything to make herself look disgusting. What are we talking about? originally weren't things. Bathing elav bitsoni, we're talking about with cold water, afilo hachi, and still, narein rechetzes bitsoni, the young girl's not allowed to bathe in cold water. Ama da'avel af bitsoni nasu, you see that a mourner is prohibited even in cold water for bathing. So you know, we're not talking about bathing that bright, so we're talking about kichul of pirchus. V'lo kamari berchis, we're not talking about bathing at all, klal. Pirchus is viseir, pirchus refers to hair, kibus is bibigadim, kibus is washing clothing, rechitza is biguf, rechitz is washing the body. Rashi here seems to imply that pirchus means washing the hair, but generally it's assumed that pirchus is some sort of makeup or perhaps braiding hair, and kichul is some sort of eye makeup. Kichul's eye makeup and pirchus, again, it's not so clear. Either Rashi here sounds like washing your hair, or some say it means braiding your hair, or some say it's some other makeup other than eye makeup. Okay, continuing the Gemara. Lema Masayale, perhaps we can bring a proof to Rava who says that's permitted to bathe in cold water. Da'amar Rabbi Abba HaKohen, Mishum Rav Yossi HaKohen, he said, we already quoted this, Maisim Meisu Banav Shal Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, there's a story that the sons of Rav Yossi Bar Chanina died. Barachas Bitsoni Kol Shiva, he'd bathe in cold water during Shiva. So you see, you're allowed to bathe in cold water. No, Amri, they said, Hasam Bishitakfu Avelov, again, that was an exception, because he had more than one Avelos back to back. Zachar Zeh, one after another. Desani, as we learned in a Brisa, Takfu Avelov, Zachar Zeh, if you have more than one Avelos back to back. Hich Bitsar, if your hair becomes very heavy, Mako Batar, you're allowed to lighten it with a razor, even though it's normally prohibited. Machabis Ksusav Maimon, you can wash your clothing in water, even though that's also normally prohibited. Amar Chisra, if Chista added, Bitar, Avelov Bisvarim, you can only use a razor, not a scissors. Bamaim, Velo Benetra, Velo Bach. And with water, not with dirt or sand or oil, is soap. Again, you have to do it not in the completely normal way. Ikadami, there's another version of what Rava said, that what? Amar Rava, Rava said, Aval aser bitsoning kol shiva. No, not that an aval is permitted with cold water, an aval is prohibited with to bathe in cold water, just like Rav Chista. Maishtami basar b'chalav, and why in fact is bathing in cold water aser? Why is it different than meat and wine, which is permitted? So we say, no, hasam lifchuche pachte huda avid. We assume that when a person eats meat and drinks wine, it's simply to remove his worries that he does. When a mourner eats meat or drinks wine, he's not really doing it to enjoy it, and he won't really get so much pleasure from it. It simply just calms his worries. As opposed to bathing, bathing seems to be more of an active enjoyment. There'll be more positive pleasure, and therefore that we prohibit. Lema Masayale, perhaps we can bring a proof to this second version of Rava, that cold water is usur, that what, again, as we quoted above, Eina Bogeres Rashay Lenavel Sassman, older girl older 12 than 12 and a half, is not permitted to make herself look disgusting. Hanara Rashay, but a younger girl is permitted. But my, what are we talking about? Elim, if we say, we're talking about Bechamin, hot water, bathing in hot water. So Eina Bogeres Rashay, an older girl is not permitted to make herself look disgusting, meaning she can bathe in hot water. Famar Rav Chisto, Aval aser lahushitas bo b'chamin, and aval is prohibited even to stick his finger in hot water. There's no way we allow anyone to bathe with hot water. That's such a severe prohibition. Elav bitsoni, we must be talking about cold water. And again, you see that without a special exception, for example, a young girl, she is prohibited. It is aser to bathe in cold water as an aval. And again, we say not a proof. Lo akichul upirchus, it only means that it's prohibited to put on makeup or to... again, fix your hair, whether it means washing or braiding or so forth. But washing your body is not necessarily prohibited. Amar Rav Chisda said, concluding the sugya, Zos Omeris, this says, this teaches us, Rashi, we'll see how Rashi says that means, we'll keep going the Gemara for a second, Zos Omeris, this teaches us, Aval Aser B'tichboses Kol Shiva, that a mourner is prohibited to wash clothing all 7 days. Rashi says, that just as it's prohibited to put on makeup or fix your hair to make yourself look nice, so too, that's Rav Chisda's jump, it's prohibited to wash your clothing and make your clothing look nice. The Hilchah said, similarly, the Halacha is, Avel Aser Lirchos Kol Gufo, a mourner is prohibited to bathe his entire body, Bein Bechamin, Bein Bitsoni, whether it's in hot water or whether it's in cold water, Kol Shiva during the first 7 days of Avelus. Aval, but, Panav, Yadav, Araglav, if he wants to just wash his face, his hands or his feet, Bechamin Aser, that would be Aser with hot water, but Bitsonein is Mutter, but cold water is permitted. Aval, Lasuch, but if a person wants to anoint himself with oil, Afilu Kolshu Aser, that is prohibited even the smallest amount. But Vima Aver Sazuama, if he's anointing himself only to remove dirt, it's not to enjoy the anointing or to make himself feel good, but rather he's just dirty and he needs to put on oil to remove the dirt, then mutter, then it is permitted. We'll see Rashi. Zos Omeris, this teaches us, this says, Minimok Minala Bekicho Pirchas, from the fact that we said the Bryce is prohibiting makeup and, you know, fixing your hair. Who I did in the Tichbosis, so too washing clothing, you're not allowed to do during Avelos. Okay, however, the Gemara does not paskin what is halacha by Tanis Tzibor, and that most explained because Tanis Tzibor was never a machlokas, that everyone agreed. Is only prohibited for hot water and not cold water, as we said earlier.